Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Zeke from Gold Coast, Australia, shared a drawing he did of Mondo's castle from a previous series. Awesome drawing, Zeke. I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a power ninja, and you'd have the natural ability to shoot epic energy blasts from your hands. Thanks for listening, Zeke. This series was the idea of a listener named Blake from New Zealand, who also shared a pretty sweet drawing as well, one of a tree beast. You had some great ideas, Blake, and I'm glad we could write this story together. Today's episode is titled, They're Back. It was another beautiful day in the valley as Hamish and Old Witch Tubes asked some ninjas for a favor.
We're low on every exotic ingredient, you see, Old Witch Tubes explained to the Valley Town ninjas in their planning room. We have no thunder quartz, no tide stone, no whispering geodes.
And plants, too,
said Hamish, the dragon wizard, professor of potions at the academy. His dragon head poked in through the front door while the rest of his dragon body waited outside.
Phoenix ferns, star sage, moon shrooms, frost flowers, and shrub shield seeds.
We've got a list of nearly 30 things we need to find, and none of them are native to the valley.
Tubes unrolled a scroll with a long list of items written on them, some with drawings. The ninjas all crowded around to see.
Luckily, all of these items grow on the celestial drift, added Hamish.
The ninjas were silent. None of them had ever heard of the celestial drift.
You're going to need to say more about this celestial drift place, said Tim. I don't think any of us have ever heard of it.
Ah, yes, well, it's a long boat ride away, began Tubes. The Celestial Drift is an island that's tied to the moon in a strange way. At night, as the moon rises and sets in the sky, the island follows it slowly. This results in the island moving through the ocean night after night, year after year, following the moon in a predictable pattern. By now, mapmakers and astrologists have tracked the movement of the moon and the drift, so we know where it's going to be every season.
A moving island? That's wild, said Ben.
Yes, it is very wild indeed, agreed Hamish. And it's full of important ingredients we need for potions and all kinds of things, so if some of you aren't busy, it's quite important that we replenish our supplies.
Tubes and Hamish were invaluable resources for the ninjas of Valleytown and for everyone in the valley. They made countless important, magical things for everyone and were always available to help. So the ninjas would certainly make themselves available to go get some rare ingredients.
We'll go, said Tim, slapping his brother Ray on the shoulder.
Yeah, we gotta see this moving island, agreed Ray.
I'm out, said Tatiana.
She had once accompanied Tim and Ray on a long boat trip and swore never to go on a mission with them again if she could help it.
Ben, you go with him, shouted Master Momo from the back of the room. Use that nice new fancy boat the Academy got parked up at Beechwood Beach.
Ben wanted to roll his eyes about going on a mission with Tim and Ray, but he'd do anything for Old Witch Tubes, so he simply nodded and left to go pack up and prep the boat.
Oh, thank you, ninjas, said Hamish.
I'll have Goose meet you at the boat as well. He'll join you.
Hours later, and the trio of ninjas prepped the boat at Beechwood Beach.
Hey, Ben, what do you think would happen if I ate a changeling flower? Tim asked.
Now Ben really did roll his eyes.
Well, you'd probably change the color of the flower, I think. But why would you ever do that?
Well, I've always wanted to be orange, you know, Tim continued. What color have you always wanted to be?
I've never wanted to be a color, said Ben-Ben as he dropped another big bag of rations down into the hold of the ship. This ship was new and impressive. It was not particularly large, but it was fast and had cannons, and everything about it was just brand new.
Hey, do you think we could put anything else in these cannons but cannonballs?
Asked Ray as he straddled one of the heavy iron cannons bolted to the wooden deck.
It's only made for cannonballs, though. What else would you put in there? Ben-Ben said, beginning to get annoyed with the ridiculous questions.
I don't know, like a shark, maybe? You could put a shark in here and blast sharks out at your enemies and they'd be like, nom, 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 just chomping through the bad guy's ship. Or maybe...
Another cannon, came a voice from the dock.
Goose the Kid Wizard stepped off the wooden gangplank and onto the deck of the ship. He wore his wizard robe and carried a large adventure bag.
Like if you put another cannon into the cannon and you blasted the cannon out and then it blasted a cannonball out, it would be double the speed, probably.
Ben-Ben went down below deck to avoid hearing this absurd conversation.
Yes, a cannon blasting a cannon blasting a cannonball. That would be epic.
Let's see if the cannons below deck will fit in these big cannons.
No putting cannons inside other cannons.
Ben-Ben's head poked back up from the ladder that led below deck. He stared the other three down so they knew he meant business.
Well, no cannons in the cannons, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. But maybe some other stuff we can stick in there and see if...
Only cannonballs in the cannons, period,
barked Ben-Ben before dropping out of sight.
He's still wound a little tight, yeah? Said Goose.
Ben-Ben's a good egg,
Ray said as he unfastened the ropes from the dock.
He just usually does things by the book. Like, only cannonballs go in the cannons, only food goes in the oven, don't drink that strange potion if you don't know what it is, stuff like that.
Goose nodded and went to work organizing their rations and things on the ship. This would be a long trip. It was going to take them days to reach the island of Celestial Drift. And who knows how much longer to gather all the rare plants and rocks and such that Hamish and Tubes were wanting. As the sun began to set, the group finally finished loading the ship. Tim and Ray had managed to stay away from the cannons after Ben-Ben's stern warning, though they kept whispering and giggling about shark bombs whenever they passed by them.
All right, I've got the star charts from Tubes, Goose announced,
spreading a collection of papers across a barrel. The Celestial Drift should be passing through Moonfish Bay in 3 days. If we leave now and sail through the night, we might even beat it there.
Through the night? Ben-Ben frowned. Is that safe?
Don't worry, Ray said, pulling something from his bag. I brought a jar of starlight sage. We can use it as a lamp.
Where did you get that? Ben-Ben demanded. That's one of the things we're supposed to be collecting.
Ray's face fell.
Oh, right.
I borrowed it from Tubes' workshop last week. I was going to return it, but...
But you forgot, Ben-Ben sighed.
Well, at least we can cross one thing off the list.
As they set sail, the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in brilliant oranges and purples. Tim stood at the bow, peering into the darkness ahead.
Hey, he called back to the others. Do you think if I ate a phoenix fern, I could breathe fire?
Please don't,
Ben-Ben rubbed his temples.
Just, please don't.
Goose laughed and adjusted their course using the star charts.
You know what they say about the Celestial Drift? Expect the unexpected.
But hopefully not fire-breathing ninjas. That sounds dangerous.
The end.
Thanks for listening, friends. There is a very cool YouTube video where I go through some of the things that are on this list that the ninjas have to get from the Celestial Drift. There's pictures of some of the cool things they need to retrieve from there and like what special purposes the ingredients serve. So click the link in the show notes and check that out. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.